Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Is Lydia the Lifestyle Coach, and if you wanted to witness my slow descent into an eating disorder, you've come to the right place because I have a special treat for you guys today. So just a warning that there's all sorts of spooky stuff here, like I talk about dieting and I talk about weight and all that, so if that's an issue, you can just go ahead and press whatever button you want to make yourself not be able to see this anymore. But for those of you who would like to sally forth with me, I'm going to show you something that I had actually forgotten about, and then I dug it up and I was like, child, this could be interesting. So I'm going to show you my old blog that I used to keep when I decided to be Skinny Liddy. So Skinny Liddy was the blog name, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. When growing up, I always wanted to be skinny, but I just never thought that I could. Like, I would like try things here and there and nothing would really make a difference. I just remember a couple of instances when I dated a guy and, well, dated. I mean, I was hanging out with this guy. I was like 14 or whatever. And I remember his friends met me and he's like, yeah, my friend said like, you could be super hot if you like lost a bunch of weight, like you could be like a model. And I was like, thanks. The uncle of a family member, sorry, the girlfriend of an uncle, that didn't make sense. She told me once, and I was around that same age, right? I wasn't a large 14-year-old. I was just kind of average. But I remember her saying like, wow, you would look really good if you were skinnier. So I had these ideas in my head like, wow, I could be so pretty if I was skinny. And that kind of informed how I felt. But it wasn't until my adult life, actually after I had a baby, that I was like, I'm really going to do something about this and I'm going to be skinny. And because I'd never been able to be, and skinny was never really part of my identity, I created a blog and I named it Skinny Liddy to declare to myself that I was going to be a skinny person. And I was after a little while, and I blogged about it, and I was a crazy person as well because of it. And you'll see. So this is going to be in a few installments. I'll go ahead and show you some snippets from the blog so you can see what I'm talking about. So this was a blog entry called Hinge Points, and just about those little things in life where it's like, this is what makes a difference. So this is kind of where it started. So I had just had a baby, and I know now that it's completely understandable to not be your very skinniest right after having a baby, but I saw some pictures from our summer vacation, and I remember seeing my arm and, you know, thinking like, oh, that's a chubby arm. So the hinge point for me, and while I was blogging about this, it was all about like, this was the best thing ever, but just wait, and I'll show you what comes next. So I was just talking about how I considered it, and I considered accepting it, that maybe this is just going to be my mom body. But then I made a decision. Am I going to accept it or am I going to change it? And this is so interesting. Looking back on it, you notice that I had this concept that like, I can change it. Like, oh, if you don't like your weight, you can just change it. And for those of you who have seen any of my other videos and my body positivity stuff, it is not as simple as that. You can't just say, hey, I'm going to be a different weight. And then you are. There are definite costs of trying to manipulate your body to a place where it is not in a natural range or a set point for you. But at that time, I was like, okay, I'm going to change it. Notice how this all started. This started with the thought, I am unhappy with my body. And did you notice what really the only reaction that came to my mind was? I didn't even consider other options at the time, but it was, oh, well, I can change it or not. Now I would look back and I would say, hey, past Lydia, what if instead of changing your body, what if you worked on accepting your body or feeling differently about your body? Or if it's not about the way that you look, if it's about the way that you feel, what if you try to improve your health as opposed to like, oh, this image doesn't make me feel good, so I'm going to, you know, change it. A lot of things in life will say like, oh, I don't like that, I'm going to change it. But there are some things where you look at it and you say, oh, like, isn't that interesting that I have this feeling around it? What are some other options? So that was kind of the beginning of my eating disorder, was this thought like, I'm not happy with my body, so I'm going to do something about it. So I wrote a little blog post about like some bad habits, about the relationship that I had with food. And I never had an amazing relationship with food. It got much worse. But with where it was before, like, you know, I would, you know, eat sweets or, you know, be overly full or those sorts of things. It may not have been like the absolute model of the best health, the best relationship with food, but know that at this point, I didn't have an eating disorder. Like at this point, I was a normal eater, as in I would eat and then I would stop eating. Like, and it wasn't a big deal. My mental energy wasn't taken up about food all day. And you'll see in later videos how that really, really changes for me. But the goal that I made for myself is that I was going to get to the lowest point I'd ever been. Like, I could never quite crack the code to get below a certain weight. So I was going to go there. And I had a lot of concepts from growing up. Like, you know, my mom grew up and she was anorexic for a while. And I had these fears of, you know, being too skinny. So I said, you know, I'm going to set aside my fears of being too skinny. And I'm going to be fine with being skinny Liddy. So I kind of made this declaration to myself. So I made a plan. And what I found was that if you manipulated your calories enough and if you ate little enough, then your body starts shrinking. And that's kind of how it all started. So it started with that thought of like, okay, I'm unhappy with my body. Then I made a plan. And I decided to kind of go to that no man's land of like the skinniest that I've ever been. And I wanted to change how I felt about food as well. And here's the other lie, okay? If you notice, I'm pointing out these assumptions and lies. The other lie was that to change the way I felt about food, I needed to lose weight. And that is out there so much. And I can tell you right now, you can lose 100 pounds and still not fix your relationship with food. Your relationship with food actually has to do with your relationship with food, as you know from here. It's really about a more direct approach that is what actually makes a change. So those are a couple of things, just those starting out assumptions. Be looking at from the next videos. I'm going to share a little bit more of my descent into an eating disorder. But just to recap, it was the dissatisfaction of my body and then the belief that I could manipulate it. And those were the things that kind of started into it. For most women that I coach, for myself included, eating, their eating disorder, their, you know, relationship with food getting totally out of skew, their mental energy being taken up by food thoughts all the time, usually stems from, I would say 95% of the time, from restricting calories too low and essentially dieting into an eating disorder. We have an amazing Facebook group that is something that you can join, and it's free, and there's a lot of great resources there. Lydia the Lifestyle Coach. Mwah.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session, where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on 3 things. 1, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. 2, what isn't working with your approach. And 3, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!